Bonjour et bienvenue dans les fonds du répertoire. J'entends le tonnerre au loin, roulant et crachant sa bile sur les vallées qui entourent Durango. J'aperçois au loin une caravane, j'entends des sons de guitare et des chants enjoués, un violon, un banquet à la bonne franquette, des gens en longs manteaux couverts de poussière dont la joie ne paraît être qu'une émotion parallèle à une mélancolie intérieure que j'ai du mal à sonder. J'entends une voix rauque, éraillée, expressive, une autre voix puissante, entraînante et déterminée. J'entends des rires, des cris, 100 batteurs aux mains qui flambent, 10 000 murmures et les chansons d'un poète qui a crevé comme un chien dans une allée. J'entends le bruit d'une marée puissante qui aurait pu tout submerger, un simple coup du sort et les cris d'un prisonnier. J'entends les bruits de la ferveur populaire, rurale, accompagnant les violons et les cris exaltés de Reynaldo et Clara. J'entends la Rolling Thunder Review. Tout de suite, Romance in Durango de Bob Dylan.
Scarlett Rivera joining us here. This is called Romance in Durango. Remember Durango, Larry? Chili peppers in the blistering sun, dust on my face and my cape. Me and Magdalena on the run. I think this time we shall escape. So my guitar to the baker's son for a few crumbs and a place to hide. But I can get another one, and I'm playing for my Magdalena as we ride. No, yo es mi querida, Dios nos bendiga. Soon the horse will take us to the Rango. Hey, gotta make mi vida. Soon the desert will be gone. Ghosts of our people, hoofbeats like castanets on stone. At night I dream of bells in the village steeple, and I see the bloody face of Ramon. Was it me that shot him down in the cantina? Was it my hand that held the gun? Come let us fly, my man. The dogs are barking and what's done is done. No, you're a sweet carina. Yes, no, stay la. Soon the horse will take us to the Rango. Hey, gotta be mi vida. Soon the desert will be gone. Soon you will be dancing the Fandango. Stand alone. Drank tequila where our grandfather stayed. When I rode with the VR into Torrio. And the padre will recite the prayers of old in a little church on this side of town. I'll wear new boots and an earring of gold. Along, but the end is near. Already the fiesta has begun. In the streets the face of God will appear. When the serpent eyes of obsidian. Oh, yes, mi querida, Dios nos seguirá. Soon the horse will feel a sharp pain. Come sit by me, don't say a word. Oh, can it be that I am a slave? Quick, Magdalena, take my gun. Look up in the hills, that flash of a light. Aim well, my little one.
En 1975, Bob Dylan s'engage dans une tournée de petites salles au cœur de l'Amérique. Il s'agit d'une période de renouveau pour Dylan, qui vient de sortir l'immense Blood on the Tracks, album introspectif et texturé. Selon ses propres termes, relatés dans le documentaire de Martin Scorsese, Rolling Thunder Review, A Bob Dylan Story, la Rolling Thunder Review, c'est à propos de rien. Mais aussi, c'est une aventure, une sorte de comédia dell'arte musicale, une tournée inclusive qui permettait aux potes de rejoindre le vacarme, notamment Joan Baez, Joni Mitchell, Rambling Jack Elliott ou encore le poète américain Allen Ginsberg, dans un joyeux bordel d'une musique grisante et brumeuse. La Rolling Thunder Review, c'est un repère de pèlerins, déterminés à présenter l'Amérique comme une nation de poètes, comme l'évoque Allen Ginsberg à l'occasion du documentaire. La poésie simple et juste des chansons folk, dont Bob Dylan a su en comprendre l'esprit pour y associer une poésie référencée et absurde. Une nation de poètes itinérants, déterminés à prêcher une parole quasi-religieuse d'exaltation par la musique, tout en ne se prenant pas trop en sérieux et en libérant les corps et les esprits des entraves d'un monde qui commençait à se globaliser, ainsi que d'une industrie musicale qui, malgré les authenticités des artistes, resta un milieu fondamentalement basé sur la rentabilité économique. C'est donc un lieu de réalisation de soi, de création d'univers personnel, et surtout, un lieu de musique populaire, où le rock s'allie à la folk pour former un havre de joie dans un monde grisonnant. Tout de suite, la chanson Isis. Simple twist of fate. Could not go wrong. I came to a high place of darkness and light. The dividing line ran from the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the ranch. Went into a laundry and washed my clothes down. A man in the corner approached me for a match. I knew right away he was not ordinary. He said, "Are you looking for something easy to catch?" I said, "I got no money, man." He said, "That ain't necessary." We set out that night for the cold and the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, "That's the best news that I've ever heard." I was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace. As we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold, I was thinking about ISIS, as she saw I was so reckless. She told me though that one day we would meet up again, and things would be different the next time we wed. I can only just hang on and be her friend. I still can't remember one of the best things she said.
it'll bring a good price. 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. Well, the wind, it was howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night, and we chopped through the dawn. When he died, I was hoping that it wasn't contagious. But I made up my mind that I had to get up. And I dragged him inside, threw him down in the hole, and I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer just to feel satisfied. Then I went back to find Isis, just to tell her I love her. She was there in the middle where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time and I rode. No place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you gonna stay? I said, if you want me to. Yeah!
Bob Dylan met un masque, car seule une personne masquée est capable de dire la vérité. Joan Baez se déguise en Bob Dylan. Ginsberg lit ses poèmes incisifs, assis sur un tabouret. Joni Mitchell joue des nouvelles chansons. Scarlett Rivera, chamane et violoniste, accompagne les musiciens de sa silhouette sombre et intimidante. La Rolling Thunder Review, c'est la tournée qui permet à ses participants de retrouver un public actif, capable de demander des chansons qui seront ensuite produites sans avoir été répétées. C'est une tournée pendant laquelle Bob Dylan est entouré d'une clique qui essaye de comprendre le personnage sans jamais vraiment y parvenir. C'est une caravane de rire et d'amour, où les gens se mélangent dans une culture folk et dans un brouhaha généralisé. C'est un endroit où chaque individu devient sa version la plus extrême. Les années 70 aux États-Unis constituent une décennie noire. La guerre du Vietnam se termine sur une défaite cinglante qui a brisé le pays. Il s'avère que Nixon n'est pas intéressé par le respect des droits humains et s'amuse à espionner ses adversaires politiques, ce qui décrédibilise une institution républicaine déjà foireuse. C'est le Watergate. Le racisme, les inégalités, l'absurdité de l'idéologie capitaliste battent leur plein. Les violences policières se multiplient. La crise pétrolière de 1973 n'arrange aucunement les choses. Rétrospectivement, le Flower Power, bien qu'encore existant, a perdu de sa pertinence. C'est une décennie de perte d'espoir, et surtout en conséquence, une décennie d'où sort un besoin pressant de recourir à l'art pour s'extirper de la morosité ambiante. À ce titre, la Rolling Thunder Review fait son affaire, et visite les parties rurales des USA pour apporter la couleur à l'ombre, tout en n'omettant pas d'adresser les problèmes sociétaux contemporains. L'exemple le plus marquant est la chanson Hurricane, qui clame l'innocence d'un boxeur noir américain emprisonné pour 3 meurtres du fait du racisme ambiant, et dont l'innocence a pourtant été prouvée quelques années plus tard. Tout de suite, la chanson Hurricane.
This song is called Hurricane. If you got any political pull at all, maybe you can help us get this man out of jail, back onto the streets. Thank you.
bartender and a pool of blood. Has that my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Three bodies lying there, there's Patty Z and another man in bellow moving mysteriously. Understand. I saw them leave and he says and he stops. One of us had better call up the cops. And so Betty calls the cops. And they arrive on the scene with the red lights flashing in the hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, friends are driving around. Number one contender for the middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road. Just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the streets unless you wanna throw the heat. This ramp on the cops. Me and Arthur Dexter Bradley went here prowling around. We saw two men running out, they looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car without a state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. They took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. Came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Four months later, the ghettos are in flame. Rumors in South America fighting for his name. While Arthur Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game. Up with the screws, they're looking for someone to blame. Remember that murder that I happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Think you like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget now, your way. I'm really not sure. Cops and a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for that motel job. We're talking to your friend Bello. You don't want to have to go back to jail. Be a nice fellow. Who'll be doing society a favor? That son of a bitch is brave. Get braver. We want to put his ass in stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for the pay. When it's over, I just as soon go on my way. Up to South Paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. Were marked in advance. The child was
circus. He never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigga. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. Oh, they could not produce the gun. The DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the all-white jury agreed. Falsely tried. Crime was murder. One who guess who testified. Other dicks still Bradley and Bellow, and they both lied. In the newspapers, they all went along for the ride.
How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand?
To see him obviously frayed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed to live in a land where justice is a game. And their ties. I'm free to drink martinis and watch their sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell.
That's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name
and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Les chansons de la Rolling Thunder Review sont également marquées par un certain mysticisme, une volonté de chasser les fantômes de la folk music. Beaucoup de ces chansons sont des chansons évoquant des thèmes familiaux, où les figures parentales y sont décrites comme des sortes de divinités malfaisantes, comme par exemple dans la chanson O Sister ou dans la chanson One More Cup of Coffee. Le tout noyé dans une texture musicale avec une basse dansante, une texture brumeuse, qui fait que la musique issue de cette tournée est immédiatement identifiable. La voix de Bob Dylan n'a jamais été aussi puissante. Ses yeux suivent sa voix. Ses intonations subtiles sur certains mots, sa voix rauque, éraillée, puissante, n'a jamais vraiment été entendue depuis. Ce n'est plus le Dylan crooner de Self Portrait, ou le Dylan country de Nashville Skyline, ou alors le Dylan folk de Free Willin'. C'est tout autre chose. À cette voix nouvelle et puissante s'ajoute, sur certaines chansons, la voix de Joan Baez. Ces deux-là, ensemble, pourraient chanter n'importe quoi. L'esprit de la Rolling Thunder Review, c'est tout autant elle que lui. Tout de suite, Mama You've Been On My Mind, interprété par Joan Baez et Bob Dylan.
I should dedicate this song to a lady named Mama, who's sitting in front row. To your mama.
Rose I'm standing at. Maybe it's the weather or something like that. upset, I'm not bleeding. Saying I can't forget you, I do not walk the floor. Bow down and never yet, Mama, you just on my mind. Or bring me down in sorrow. It don't even matter where you're waking up tomorrow. Mama, you just on my mind. Next to you, you know I won't be near. I'd just be curious to know you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
Si je devais choisir une tournée à suivre en remontant le temps, ce serait celle-ci et sans hésitation aucune. Elle n'a pas été rentable financièrement parlant, mais son intégrité artistique, sa brume, sa texture font d'elle une tournée qui méritait d'être vécue. Merci d'avoir écouté Les Fonds du Répertoire. Je vous conseille très fortement d'écouter l'album The Bootleg Series Volume 5, Bob Dylan, The Rolling Thunder Review, et de regarder le documentaire de Martin Scorsese. Je vous laisse sur une de mes chansons préférées issues de ces enregistrements, I Shall Be Released, avec Bob Dylan et Joan Baez, qui signe à mon sens l'une de leurs meilleures performances.
yonder down here in this lonely crowd, is a man who swears he's not to blame. All day long I hear him shying loud, crying out that he betrayed.
Bobby will be back.